Jesus was no longer in the tomb. He had risen from the dead to prove he was who he said he was, and that he had accomplished all he said he came to do. His resurrection was real. More than 500 people witnessed him in his resurrected body as he appeared to each one of them over the following days before he ascended into heaven to be with his Father God. After Jesus had risen, he entered a securely locked room and appeared to the people inside the room. He did not need to have someone unlock and open the door for him, because he is the door, and he is the way through. He is the God of truth, because his Spirit leads us into all truth. Those of us who know him understand that he is alive, and he is the way to life forever with him. Jesus is called Savior, Redeemer, and Restorer. Jesus is called Savior because he saved us from the consequences of our own sin, which is death. He was sinless, yet he took the consequences of our sin on himself, and he gave us his sinlessness in exchange. 2 Corinthians 5:2. That is certainly nowhere near being a fair trade for him. But he saw his sacrifice as the right thing to do, because when you love someone, you do everything in your power to save them from destruction. Jesus is called Redeemer because he gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. Titus 2:14. He redeemed us from our place of being lost and took us to a place of being his special people. He is continuously preparing us for the good things he has for us to do and be. Jesus is called the Restorer because once we receive him, God then sees the righteousness, goodness, and purity of Jesus in us. And as a result, we have the right to be called children of God. As a child of God, we are completely restored to him. There is no more separation between us. Quote, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name. John 1:12. What kind of love is this, that we are called God's children? 1 John 3:1. Being a child of God makes us joint heirs with Jesus. That means everything Jesus is heir to, we also inherit. Except, of course, the right to sit at God's right hand in heaven. Only Jesus has paid the price for that.